Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy Mimlis, welcome back to the Berg Vivant, my dear.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it. So you went and saw, what was it, 10?
21.
21. 21. 10. 10 is a movie with Bo Derek.
Right, 21 is about the Great One.
Oh, the Great One.
The Great One, not the Great Ones.
Oh, yes. And the Great One
is Roberto Clemente.
Oh, yes, of course.
Actually, I found out that it's Roberto Walker Clemente.
I never knew that.
No, that's wrong. Roberto Clemente Walker.
She's making stuff up.
No, because they take, in their culture, they take the mother's name.
Yes.
So the mother's maiden name as their last name. So actually, it was Roberto Clemente Walker.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm learning something already.
I didn't know that. I really didn't. And there's an interesting story sidebar about Neil Walker's father. Mm. Who was on the pirate, who knew Roberto Clemente, and he was going to be on that flight and didn't go on the flight because Roberto said, oh, it's New Year's Eve, stay with your family, or he would have been on that plane as well.
Oh. And see, you know what some of our Berg Vivant viewers might not know is that you are a big baseball fan.
Crazy pirate fan.
So who better to have reviewed this show?
You would think. And that might have made me a little more critical than the average goer.
Well, give it to us. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, let's give the factual things. It's written by Alki. I'm not going to mess up his name. Stereopoulos. Mm-hmm. And it was directed by Richard Sabellico. And it was assistant choreographed by Christiane Menetiades, who is a CLO and Point Park person. And was very... The dancing was amazing. All of the scenes had great dancers. Most of the ensemble were great dancers and singers. Wonderful. The music was very... at one point, I described it as Muzak. It was very, you knew it was a polka at this point, and you knew it was sort of a Irishy kind of feel, and when Murtaugh scenes were going on, it was very thematic for that particular character genre, which was kind of cool, and then it got a little, like, poppy. Pop-ish.
Now, what we should say, too, before we get too deep into this is a premiere, a world premiere.
It's a world premiere.
The first time this has ever been done.
And there's apparently been some major last-minute changes.
Oh, my.
According to some other things that I've read. Overall, the story is it starts with him getting drafted by the Dodgers Montreal Farm Club at 19, and it ends with his final days in 1972 when he is ready to board the plane to go to Nicaragua to help victims of an earthquake. And then sort of his life in between. We'll do the pros and cons.
Sure.
So we'll start with the cons and then we'll end with the pros.
That's a good practice.
That's always nice. So the cons would be there is one definitive scene that should not be in it. It's a kind of sexual scene and not appropriate. A lot of us who were sitting around each other felt we don't need that image of Roberto Clemente.
What was he doing?
Well, he was fooling around with his wife, which is a nice moment in a normal show.
And in a healthy married relationship,
yes,
that tends to happen.
It does. So. And that's awesome. But it just seemed a little... It wasn't an image I necessarily needed to know in the need-to-know Roberto Clemente facts.
Did it speed the plot ahead? Did it do anything for the story? Okay.
No.
Well, then I might be with you.
No. The first act is the very strong act. It's amazing. The second act has a little more ballads and some what that's in the second act. And it goes a little astray from from where it could have gone or maybe should have ended at the first act. I'm not sure. Two outstanding numbers. What is it called? Take Care of Our Boy by two great guys, Nick McDonough and Bruce Franz. They played pirate scouts who come to the Montreal Farm Club and sort of warn the guy, hey, you better be careful because we're going to take Roberto next year. And it was really nice. And musically, it was nice. They had nice choreography and they sang really well. It was a great number. And then the following number, which was, what was it? It was a Hooli. Hey, Hooli, which is when all the guys in the locker room were sort of messing with Roberto and he went from number 13 to number 21.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Well, he was 13 and he wasn't doing too well. He was struggling and he was having a hard time with guys on the team and he was not being played very often. So he changed his number when he came to the Pirates to 21. And you know, that was really cool. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know he had another number and he changed it to 21. So that was kind of cool. Very strong ensemble. The two characters that played the leads, Roberto was played by Jeffrey Gordy, and his wife Vera was played by Beatrice Naranjo. Excuse me, I only took Spanish for 1 year. and their accents were good, their acting was really on. Could use a little help with their singing, a tiny little bit of singing help would have been a little bit better, but you know, they were believable for their characters. The people in the audience seemed to really enjoy it. I think the favorite of the audience probably was the guy who played Al, the Yinzer sportscaster. Because, you know, favorite. He came out and he was talking like this and everybody was, you know, having a ball. And I don't know if he's a real sports... I'm sure he's a real sportscaster.
Well, if not, he has a career in it.
He was hilarious, very funny, and his character actually had sort of a growth. He was kind of a jerk to... A lot of people were sort of a jerk to Roberto. He had some hypochondriac issues, supposedly, and he had a little bit of an attitude about not being MVP. But the most confusing thing for me was I kind of left the theater feeling that Roberto was not so great of a guy. He was whiny and complainy and was upset, and it seemed to be implied that he wasn't I wasn't sure where they were going. I believed he did all those wonderful things for charity because he grew up poor, he had a lot of siblings, he struggled, he was raised by a very strong mother and a very strong father and siblings. So I wasn't sure if that was sort of how it, you know, wound into this, down this road that didn't really make sense. But some of us left the theater thinking, wow, I'm not sure that was a really great feeling about, you know, him.
Well, maybe that's the point. Maybe he really wasn't such a nice guy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
and
I've
we all have
that.
This heroic image of him, and so maybe it was just some cold, hard truth. And I know this is tough for you to accept as a diehard Pirates fan.
I mean, I'm sure that's true. I had read some other stories about him being a bit of a hypochondriac. Apparently, he'd had a car accident, and he had some injuries to his neck. His brother had died. Oh, the guy who played his brother, Luis, I'm going to find his name, was Javier Manente. Beautiful voice.
Oh, wonderful.
Wish I had seen him in bigger parts, bigger roles. He was amazing voice. Apparently his brother died and his sister also died when he was born. And she sort of is interwoven through the story. She comes as this sort of spirit. And there is a little bit of a hint that he was afraid to be on a plane, which is even more interesting at the end because he had been warned, you know, the plane has problems, you're overloading it. And he was very insistent he had to go and get these supplies to these people in Nicaragua.
And I don't know as if I even really know the story about how that happened. So his plane did go down.
He was taking a plane and he was taking, there were some victims of an earthquake in Nicaragua. And he, apparently someone else had tried to send supplies, but some dictator had taken it or the people didn't get it. And he knew that if he went with the supplies, he would hand out these supplies and people would get them. But there are people at the airport that said, the plane's overloaded, there's some problems with the plane. And that's when that narcissistic Roberto that I felt that they were pushing as his character came out. And it didn't seem like, I have to do this because no one else will do it. Someone has to do it versus I'm the one who will do it. Mm. So I wasn't really sure, but strong ensemble, great acting by the two leads. Could be a little bit shorter and definitely more development of specific characters like his mother. Mm. You know, Roberto died at 38. You know, that's 20 years of his life we saw, and yep. We only really saw the negative side. Mm. So I don't know.
21. It's 21. A Pittsburgh Playhouse. The Conservatory Company.
Conservatory Student
Point,
Company.
Point Park University. Pittsburgh Playhouse. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.